Welcome back to TTV, the place where we find the tea on TV. Now on today's agenda, we'll be talking about the events that happened on the newest episode of The Rookie, Season 3, Episode 2, to be exact. Now if you haven't seen the latest episode yet, you need to listen at your own expense, because there's going to be spoilers. So let's get to it. Now, if you're new to TTV and you don't know what the show is about, just look in the description. After how good the last episode was, I was curious about how they's gonna start this episode. And they did not disappoint. Like starting the episode with Lucy's car being stolen? Priceless. Let's play the clip.
Where's your car?
Where's my car? Someone stole my car. Who hikes halfway up to the Hollywood sign to steal someone's car?
I'm surprised they got it to start.
Do not speak ill of my baby.
Did you lock it?
Wow, we don't blame the victim. That's...
So you locked it?
It doesn't actually lock.
Like, that's priceless. Also gotta love what Lucy did when she found the car. And the person who stole it and how much compassion she showed for them. And ends up giving her the car so that she knows that this girl has a safe place, which is, I think, just showed so much humanity. They just gave this episode so much goodness, so much humanity. I think that's where they really try to focus on, and I love that. Speaking of humanity, Nolan is honestly a humanitarian, because he's just genuinely a good person who just cares. We need more people like him. Not only that, we also need more cops like him, to put the world and more communities at ease, to feeling so much more safer and having less anxiety on whether or not the cop that's pulling up on you right now, if that's a good one or a bad one. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that there's not a lot of cops that are like Nolan. I'm just saying good cops don't make the news, only bad ones, which shows the society watching that there's more bad cops than good cops. And in some places that's not the case, and in others it is, because we're all human and there's temptation everywhere. That's no excuse, but that's just the reality that we live in. So if there were more cops like Nolan, this reality would change. So I hope that Nolan gets back on his path and this small hiccup ends soon. Speaking of bad cops, like, holy Christ, this Brandon character. Like, at first, he seemed cool. He seemed like a really good dude, but it sadly didn't end that way. Though I was expecting his new TO to be bad, this was too fast. He went from zero to I already don't like him real quick. And it's so hard to see this actor who plays roles like Superman and Ray Palmer in other shows, all good people, then this person? I'm just at a loss for words. But since he's only recurring, and I quote, I'm expecting the show to weed him out. Although, being that this actor played such good people, I'm hoping that this shows him how to be a better cop, which would be a great message I would love to see. That though there are bad cops, there are also badly taught cops. So it's not necessarily on them, because this is what they were taught. The same way a child could be taught to do bad things, these actions could be corrected. To a certain extent, of course, you're gonna have to go through all the consequences that came with your actions, but still. It would be a great message I would love to see portrayed for this character. Okay, enough talk about bad cops. With all that being said, we'll be back right after the break. Let's talk about Lopez. Let's brighten the mood. I'm glad they started to show like her full potential as a detective. Like, did you see the way she got his shoe print? Like, loved that. But was it just me, or did I get some dirty cop vibes to I'm gonna take for all your hard work type of vibe from her boss? Like, was it just me? I think it was just me. Let me know. Cause I really just felt like he was gonna waltz in there talking about, oh yeah, you did a great job. And then he makes the arrest and talking about, yeah, look at me, you know? Mind you, he didn't do nothing but tell her that there was no case here. Obviously he was wrong. And next episode, if my vibing is correct, I'm gonna be mad. I want it to be wrong. He better not do that to her. Now I'm just wondering, will Nolan ever graduate? Cause if he doesn't, then he'll always be a rookie. And the show is called The Rookie. Unless he actually becomes a cop and then has another rookie. I don't know how they're gonna, you know, play out the show. This could be their last season. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it's possible. This is just a thought process. You know what? Let's find out.
Two hours later.
The verdict is in. So this is early speculation, but it looks like this just may be their last season. Now, don't get me wrong, things can change. This is just speculation, but this really looks like this could be their last season. They came in with a bang. They can leave with a bang too. Either way, they went 3 seasons strong, and this is not farewell just yet because there will be another episode next week. So add me on Instagram to let me know your thoughts and feelings on what was said today. Whether you agree or disagree, let me know on Instagram at lovemeso103. Well, that concludes today's segment. I'm your host, Sherlandy Lewis on TTV, the place where we find tea on TV. See you next episode.